Hey, Mike, with Brett having played the seven games and then having the week where he didn't play, is there any advantage to that week and now coming back and looking at it? Maybe, I don't know, maybe if he looks at it any differently in terms of preparation or what he may have learned and had a week to process it, I guess. Is there anything?
I think it's always good to, have an opportunity to learn, especially just the way our quarterback room's set up. But the ideal way to learn is to play. So I'm hoping he, builds off of a lot of the good things that he established in the, last couple games. And, it's a 6-day week, so we're really diving into it. Aaron's, has been great in the meetings. But I don't really have a feel for you one way or the other, Rob.
What do you make out of the oddball stat where he's got – he's played pretty well in the road games, but he has no touchdowns at home? So just
it's a great stat to talk about. But you look at the home games, you really have to factor in, who he's playing against and how the games went. And, particularly if you look at the Tampa Bay game, we had anticipated throwing the ball more in that game and particularly the matchups, but – obviously, the run game was where we were heavy, and he made some plays with his feet. So the Baltimore game was, clearly here was not his best game. The turnovers that he had early and just never overcome that. You're obviously a very good defense. So, yeah, I'm not looking at it hasn't factored in how we plan for Saturday night's game.
Can you get Joe Callahan some extra work in practice with the ones, or you just have to prepare Brett for everything?
Well, we've always given our two, a certain number of reps with the first group. They primarily handle the majority. He'll handle all of it right now because we only have two quarterbacks that'll practice today, so he'll handle all the opponent squad work. A lot of things you do pre-practice. We call them young guy meetings. We have young guy meetings on every Wednesday and Thursday, Friday during the course of the year. So that's the benefit, the backup players that don't get the reps. And particularly, it was designed, seven, eight, 9 years ago when we started, really to try to advance our rookies. That's where we focus our time on. And Joe Callahan in particular benefits from that.
What's the mood, energy level like of your team now that playoffs are out of reach and Aaron's down? Just curious how you gauge that.
Well, I think it's natural. Every morning when you start your day in a team meeting, just the way our facility's set up in our team meeting room. When I walk in the morning into the meeting, there's always a I hate to say an energy level, but just the chatter level, whether it's high or, the confident, particularly on Mondays, I think it usually gives you a good reading on how the locker room's feeling. Usually after a big win, they're pretty chatty. If we didn't play well, it's real quiet. So, it's definitely not chatty. That's for sure. Everybody disappointed at the beginning of the week, but we really didn't have a whole lot of time to dwell on it. We corrected the Carolina game, when we got back together. But we're full swing and getting ready for Minnesota, and everybody understands that we're playing for something different right now.
What have you thought of Case Keenum, who was kind of a journeyman kind of guy, it seemed like, until this year he's put up some pretty big numbers?
Well, that's exactly why you don't put labels on people. And I've said it before, every quarterback, every player, whatever position, they're good players. He's been given an opportunity. Obviously, he's had a number of experiences, and I'm sure he's drawn from them all to prepare himself for this opportunity in Minnesota. And he's doing a hell of a job. He has really good tape. He makes plays. He ducks under sacks. We had to play up there in Minnesota in our first game. We went with a pale blitz. They released the back on a wheel. He saw it immediately, ran for 20 yards. So high on instinct and awareness. He's doing a great job running that offense, and as I've stated, I think they're very well coordinated in all three phases, especially on offense, they're doing a heck of a job doing different things, and he's been extremely productive.
Thielen, he made his first Pro Bowl this year. Where have you seen him sort of get better?
Say it again?
Adam Thielen made his first Pro Bowl this year.
Yeah, he's a heck of a player. You know, he's had some big games against us in the past, and now that, you know, I think like a lot of careers in the National Football League, you usually don't get recognized to your second year. You know, he obviously had a really good year last year, and he's definitely deserving of it this year. So, very good football player.
Will Devontae do anything today?
He's still in the protocol, so he's going through. You know, he's going through the different stages.
Was there any thought given to just shutting him down for the year?
Sorry,
was there any thought of shutting him
down? We haven't had that discussion. Just really in meeting with the medical staff and. Just, you know, basically there's a plan for each player and he's taking one of the steps in the protocol today as far as the work he's going to do.
How's he doing? I mean, just from a personal perspective.
He's pissed off. I mean, he's irritated. He's angry. He wants to be out there, you know. I mean, he's our best perimeter player, you know, and he was knocked out of a game at a critical time in a game and now he can't play. I mean, I think it's only natural, so. Yeah, he's irritated that he's in his spot.
You have any thoughts on the reduction of Davis's suspension?
I'm sorry?
Any thoughts on the reduction of Thomas Davis's
suspension? No, I don't have any comments. I spoke on it already.